coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow. In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, the Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus proved himself to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Can you shout amen, somebody? The Bible says early in the morning, before dawn, the women who had done the embalming came to complete it. They got to the grave. They noticed the stone had been rolled away. And then they ran away to tell the disciples. John and Peter came rushing down to the grave to find out who dared desecrate that grave. They got there. The stone had been rolled away. John looked in. He didn't enter, the Bible says. Peter entered. And then John observed something. The Bible says he saw and believed. Let me tell you what John saw. He looked at that cocoon. The man was not inside. The cloth that was covering his head was wrapped, showing he was not in a hurry to go out. It was wrapped properly, folded properly, and kept beside this cocoon. It was not torn up. The neck area was empty. The whole thing was empty. Where was the man? He was out. John said, I saw and believed. And then they ran away to go tell others, the master has risen. The master has risen. Then came Mary. Mary was not satisfied. She looked in. She said, maybe somebody stole the body. Maybe by some means they took it out. Where in the world could he be? And then she saw someone she thought was a gardener. She said, sir. And the gardener was facing some other area, something else. And the woman was looking around and saw this man and said, sir, have you seen his body? He said, Mary. She recognized that voice and run to her. Jesus, master. Jesus said, no, you don't. Don't touch me. He said, because I haven't ascended to my Father. Why? I want to tell you why. He had become the Lord High Priest. And when the high priest was going into the most holy place, nobody touched him. What was he going to do? He was taking his blood. He said, I have not yet ascended to my Father. He was going to the presence of the Father. Now, mark you, this was not the ascension of Jesus that's recorded for us in the book of Acts, chapter number 1. There were two ascensions. This was the first one. It was in the garden. And he said, I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to Galilee. I like this one. He said, and tell my brethren. They had moved. See, one day he said to them, I do not call you servants anymore. I call you friends. They had moved from servants to friends. He said, because I've shown you everything that I've received from the Father. Now, he calls them brethren. Hallelujah. They had moved from being servants to friends, now to brethren. He said, but go to Galilee and tell my brethren, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Oh boy, great news. Tell the world he's risen. He's come out of the grave. That speaks my salvation. Hallelujah. You know, there's so much to be said about that, but I don't want to go too far from the subject. When I get talking about this, I can spend the whole day on it. But you know, we're talking about the Lordship of Jesus. God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. He's no ordinary man. Jesus is no ordinary man. Somebody said, well, there are many religious leaders and Jesus is the best one. No. He is not the best one. He is not among them. All right? He is not one of the religious leaders. Jesus, listen and hear me good. Jesus is God. Until, listen, it's so important. Until you come to that revelation, you really don't know who Jesus is. Jesus is God. Let me say it again. If you don't understand it, Jesus is God. Somebody said, but Jesus didn't say he's God. Exactly what he said. He's God. He said, but who is his Father? Uh-huh. That's the mystery of godliness. Let me read something to you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, the Word of God has been given to us to live by. Would you turn to 1 Timothy? 1 Timothy chapter number 3. I love the Word of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If I didn't have a Bible, what would I have been thinking? Huh? Would I have been assuming everything about God? Thank God I got a Bible. Aren't you glad you have one? 1 Timothy chapter number 3. Verse 16. I want y'all to read it together. One, two, go. Now stop. Where it says great is the mystery of godliness, the word godliness there means the nature of God. He now wants to explain something to us about God. All right? All right, read it again. One, two, go and finish it. Did you see that? One more time. God was what? One more time. Now, when you are through reading this, I want you to put a name there. I want you to tell me who this could be. God. No. You're going to finish it and make your own conclusion. Now, start again. Received up into glory. Tell me, who is this? Who is this? Jesus is God. Jesus is God. See, he's no religious leader. He is God. All right. Now, let's look at another thing. St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1. Rush this. Are you there? All right. I want you carefully to read verse 1. The word was what?
God.
One more time.
God.
All right. Read verse 2. Verse
3.
One more time.
All
finish it. Go on. Stop. He hasn't given him a name yet. He's just talking about the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was. And now notice, he didn't say "and the Word is God." He said "and the Word was God." The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Then he gives us the big thing. In him was life. Dear Jesus. Life, Zoe.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Calabar, 16 Ayo Ata Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon, and evening service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-938-5842 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.